Good evening, everyone. It is the October 6th, 2025 meeting of the Madison Landmarks Commission. First on our agenda is approval of the minutes from the September 15th, 2025 meeting. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
A second.
Thank you, Jacob. I will assume unanimous consent. And move on to agenda item number one. This is the public comment period of our agenda. This is the part in our agenda in which members of the public make comments on things that are not already on our agenda. Taking a peek at the registrant list, we have no one registered for this item. So I will move on to disclosures and recusal. Members of the body should make any required disclosures or recusals under the city's ethics code. Does anyone have anything to disclose or recuse? Seeing none, we can move on to the agenda items tonight. So it is the practice of the Landmarks Commission to approve a consent agenda. This includes items that are removed from the agenda to be voted on as a group on which staff believes an application has had sufficient review towards approval with all the conditions placed upon it. The applicant accepts those conditions and there are no individuals who are registered to speak in opposition to the item. The consent agenda is addressed at the beginning of the meeting to allow applicants and registrants to leave the meeting unless a member of the commission requests separation, and then that agenda item is placed back on the agenda and reviewed as part of the regular course of business. The following are proposed for consent agenda. So it is agenda item number two, agenda item number four, agenda item number five, and then agenda items seven through 12, and then 14 and 15. Do any commissioners request separation of a project? Seeing none, do I have a motion on the consent agenda?
I'll move approval.
A second.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you. I will assume unanimous consent unless I see otherwise. Seeing none, we will move on to our other agenda item. So agenda item number three, landmark plaque for 633 East Johnson Street. Heather, do you want to take this from here?
Sure. So as you may remember, earlier this year, we recommended approval for designation of the Benjamin and Amy Butts house at 633 East Johnson. Common Council went ahead and did that designation. So that is our newest designated landmark. So with that, one of the things that the city is required to do is to make a landmarks plaque. And I attempted to copy over the language. And now that I'm looking at it on a larger screen, I'm seeing the typos that I put in there. So let me share screen. And what I need is a motion from the Landmarks Commission for recommending approval with any proposed edits. So of the edits, this should say community, not Bemunity, and neighborhood needs an H. But for the language here on this marker, which when I went from just doing it as regular text to making it all caps, I apparently mangled it. We had an intern this summer who was working on this, and we workshopped back and forth on trying to make the text as accurate and informative as possible, but also making it brief so that people get an idea of why this is significant. And if they want to know more, our landmark designations are digitized and online for people to read more. This is meant to be a little bit of a teaser to say, this is important and here's why. And if people want to know more, we have that entire history documented and available online.
Does anyone have any comments for Heather? Then Heather, are you looking for a motion on this?
I am.
Okay. Does anyone?
Motion to approve with the edits that Heather recommended to us.
Thank you, Alder Duncan.
I'll second.
Thank you all. Thank you, Rich. I will assume unanimous consent unless I see otherwise. I'm sorry, one sec. I'm scrolling through all of my people. Okay, excellent. Thank you, everyone. Sorry, now I gotta look with what was on consent agenda versus the actual agenda. I believe that agenda item number 6 is next, right?
Yes, for yes. 221 South Baldwin Street.
Yes, Legistar file 89958.
Okay. And this was not placed on the consent agenda because there is a registrant who wishes to speak.
Yes, thank you. And I believe I saw him, John Rowling. You are speaking neither in support but wishing to speak. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I have previously spoken with you on the topic of documentation for buildings of historic value proposed for demolition. A few months ago, I asked you to accompany your B finding for 302 East Washington with a recommendation to Plan Commission that it condition any demolition permit on prior documentation as specified by the preservation planner. While some of the commissioners seemed amenable, you did fail to adopt such a resolution, but the Plan Commission did condition its demo permit on documentation. Today, I'm going to ask you to recommend documentation for two new cases. The building at 221 South Baldwin was designed by noted local architect Ferdinand Cronenberg, and it is recognized as part of Madison's history on the Williamson Street walking tour. Staff recommendation is C, no known historic value. I suggest that a B finding is more appropriate. While the building's vinyl siding robs it of integrity, and its poor condition compromises the building's ability to convey its message, so portending demolition, these do not erase the building's role in our community history. From a practical standpoint, your B finding would give this building an opportunity for hearing before the Plan Commission, where we might hope that the Plan Commission would condition demolition on an owner commitment to document the building for the historical record. In this case, simple photographs of each elevations plus measurements of the exterior dimensions may suffice. That's a very modest request that can be met at low cost. I urge you to send a B finding along with the recommendation for documentation condition to the Plan Commission. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your comments, John. Heather, I'll pass it over to you. Or do we want to also talk about, do we also want to do public comment for agenda item number 13 at this time?
Since these are now individual legislative items, we can mm-hmm. take them one at a time. So for this particular property, well, I did talk about the overall history and that it was talked about in the Williamson Street walking tour. It is in phenomenally bad condition. So on the inside, and so we've got some interior photos that are part of the application materials to show some of the existing conditions. From the outside, yes, there's vinyl siding covering over a large portion of the building, but the building, the masonry was sandblasted at some point in the past, and it is actively disintegrating. There are piles of masonry dust from the bricks. They are falling apart, which highlights why we don't sandblast brick. So in terms of the documentation, the masonry has failed and any of the ornamentation is gone. And other parts of it are covered over, but they are part covered over because they sandblasted it and it looks terrible. So my determination was for the no known historic value because it has lost both historic integrity and structural integrity. But that was my recommendation and interpretation. And the Landmarks Commission, you can use your judgment on how you think is the best way to proceed.
Okay, discussion and or looking for a motion. Jacob.
Based on information we have, I've been by the building. I don't see that this, in my opinion, would last for B, considered a C binding. So I wouldn't disagree with Heather. Just as an aside, Heather, does the Plan Commission, you could remind me, only review projects we deem an A, or do they also review projects you deem an A or a B?
They review A and B. The only ones that they don't look at are
I
the
see.
C, known historic value. So you would do an A or a B finding if you think there is historic value and you would like Plan Commission to take a look at it to talk about the potential for some type of mitigation.
I will go ahead and make a motion to find C, and then if people disagree with that, we can see where it goes. But I motion that we make a finding of C for this particular project.
Second.
Okay, I will assume unanimous consent unless I see otherwise. Seeing none, that moves forward. And so then I believe our last one is agenda item number 13. Legistar file 90161. This is 801 South Whitney. And we have three people registered, one wishing to speak, and that's John Rowling again. John, would you like
And
to
here we
speak
are
on this
again.
item?
Here we are again. So the city water well number 12 is one of 11 water wells built during the 1920s to 1950s, which followed the design cues from the 1917 Central Pumping Station. Your staff report adequately details the architectural merits. But to me, the attention paid to consistent designs for these utilitarian service facilities bespeaks the pride in our civic institutions that Madison policymakers had during those decades. At one time, I considered preparing a thematic landmark nomination to cover the nine of these buildings still standing. But recognizing that the water utility has plans to replace or remodel several of the functioning wells, I no longer believe that such a landmarking project is feasible. Let me also state that the water utility's design for the replacement to well number 12 is respectful of the historic design, and I applaud that. But we've already lost two of the historic wells, number 3 on First Street, number 4 on Regent Street. Well, a third, number 7 on Sherman Avenue, has been significantly remodeled, and there is a pending demo permit application for number 2 on West Washington. The current demo proposal for number 12 reduces the inventory of the older designs to 8. Will all of them be gone within the next 20 years? If we can't retain the physical buildings, at least we should make it possible for future generations to know they once existed. So I urge you to accompany your B finding with a recommendation to Plan Commission that the water utility work with your preservation planner to create and preserve a documentary record for well number 12. Thank you.
Thank you, John. There are also, I just want to note, two other registrants, an Isaac Steinmeier and a Pete Holgren, who both are in support, and they are just here, I believe, to answer any questions. So if anyone has any questions, we can toss to them. But I will pass it over to Heather.
Sure. Not really any additional information for what you find there in the staff report. I found it interesting that this iteration from the 1950s shifted the building materials, but otherwise the overall design is really the same as what it was for the 1917 up through the 1940s. Water utility buildings. I did talk with the project team. So Pete Holmgren is with the city as well and is the project manager for this undertaking. and asked about, is it possible to reuse the structure? And that he didn't speak for himself, but I'll put words in his mouth to say that they did explore that possibility and that it was not technically feasible. So they did go with a design that would really speak to the overall historic design of what is currently there. So the direction I tend to give to applicants is when I know we're getting into a situation where I'm going to make a recommendation about historic value, that when we ask, how are you addressing the historic value, to have an answer. And so that is the way that they are answering the proposal. Having said that, John Rowling's recommendation for documenting the existing structure, I think is reasonable in this instance.
Does anyone have any questions for the other applicants or any discussion points? Otherwise, we are looking for a motion. Jacob.
Okay. So I do agree that in this case, this building is of more significant and better preserved value than the last one, just like that. And already with the recommendation of a finding of B, it will be reviewed by the planning commission. But I do think it would be worth making a recommendation to create a file to record the existing building for posterity. We don't want to stand in the way of a new pump house, but I do think it is worth having something on record to remind us what was there. So I would make a motion to finding a B and a recommendation to the Planning Commission that they ask for, how would you put it, Heather, a, how would you put it?
I would say documentation of existing conditions to meet, I would say, historic survey standards. I don't want to say HAB standards because
that would be way
that,
too
that
much.
Is that is a level that we're not really talking about here. I think historic survey standards would be adequate because that would give us all sides of the building and interior and some renderings.
Then I will make that motion. That a finding of B with a historical survey to record the building to that standard.
I'll second.
Excellent. I'm going to assume unanimous consent once I see hands. Seeing none, that moves forward as a B with a request to document the building. Heather, just to clarify for people here though, we can request that, but it's Plan Commission who ultimately makes that decision.
Correct. Landmarks Commission is just advisory. Plan Commission is the decider.
Okay. Okay, and that is our agenda for the day. So I am just looking for a request for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone, and have a lovely October.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.